Skywatchers have another opportunity to view vibrant dancing lights in the Lower Mainland this week. The Metro Vancouver weather forecast includes another clear night on Thursday, March 16, following another Bluebird Day with a double-digit high of 10°C. That clear sky provides the ideal conditions for viewing a possible aurora borealis display in the region. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center is continuing a G1, minor, geomagnetic storm warning for Thursday after geomagnetic storm levels reached a G2, moderate, early Wednesday. Photo via the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. While they look like luminant colors dancing in the night sky, the northern lights occur when charged particles, electrons and protons, from the sun collide with gases in Earth's upper atmosphere. This interaction causes them to glow, which creates their trademark green hue. How to view the northern lights with peak Metro Vancouver weather conditions? According to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF, the auroral activity is expected to be high on Thursday and the high activity will make displays possible overhead from Inuvik, Yellowknife, Rankin, and Iqaluit to Juneau, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay and Sept Isles, and visible low on the horizon from Seattle, Des Moines, Chicago, Cleveland, Boston, and Halifax. The university's online aurora monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach, as well as other areas where there is less of a possibility. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Light pollution in large cities makes the aurora borealis difficult to observe, but not impossible, given the right circumstances. But your best bet for viewing that hypnotic green glow is up north or outside of the city. Of course, when you do spot them, they likely won't appear green or any other color. Instead, you'll see the arcing, milky manifestation moving in the sky. In order to capture that green glow, you'll need to use a camera with a longer exposure. Find out more Northern Lights information and viewing tips with our comprehensive guide.